Peace be upon you.
بلغوني لما المدام تتفضل بكره جبلك بكره جبلك خاتم ذهب مش فضه فهموني اللي خلى المدام تتاخر وافتحوا المينا للبابور جاي من حضن الغربا اه يا سيدي العين عليها وجيبوها عليا اه يا سيدي العين عليها وجيبوها عليا بالإحساس فتحت في قلبي ميت حساب
ميت حساب
ما ببدلها بالألماس
بالألماس
عشان مشاعرها بيوت إحساس
Barrymore Theatre, along with the Isthmus and Sugar Maple, present the 24th Annual Bluegrass Benefit for the United Way on Sunday, February 16th. The Barrymore hosts this perennial event where bands and performers from around the area volunteer their time and talents with all proceeds going to the United Way of Dane County. The Grazers kick things off at 1 o'clock. Sparetime Bluegrass is on at 1:45. Dave Landau, the King of Kids Music, comes on at 2:30. They Talk Too Much, with special guests, are on at 3 p.m. Sorry Mountain is on at 3:45, and the Sandhill Strangers wrap it up at 4:30. More information at barrymorelive.com. The 24th Annual Bluegrass Benefit for the United Way is on Sunday, February 18th at the Barrymore. Live music lives at WORT, Madison.
We're a Cracker Jack Brigade on a pachyderm parade, but we'd rather stroll to a water hole. For a furlough in the shade.
Hello and welcome to Pachyderm Parade. This is your host, Raleigh.
Ezra.
And Peter. How are you all out there in Radio Land? We have a special show for you. We've got the Madison Waldorf School, and that's Ezra's school and formerly Raleigh's school. We're going to do a little intro, and then grade 3-4 is here in the studio along with their teacher, Mr. Eckenstein. Mr. E, and we're going to hear them sing a few songs that they sing. But first, we have a little intro. So, a little bit about Waldorf for you out there who don't know. Madison Waldorf School has been around since 2007, providing children and their families a human-centered alternative to public and private schools in Madison. Throughout their past, present, and future, their mission has been to nurture students to have intellectual creativity, emotional resilience, and purposeful engagement in their communities while giving them tools to thrive in an ever-changing world. They're committed to fostering a community that values diversity, equity, and inclusivity, and they recognize the ongoing journey towards social justice. So, Madison Waldorf School has around 80 students, ranging from 1 to grade 8. Guess how many Waldorf schools there are in the world?
How many?
3,000 or so.
Oh.
A lot of them are not in the United States or North America. So what is the big deal about Waldorf education? We are here with Mr. E to find out. So, Mr. E, would you grab a microphone there?
Can I be number three?
Yes, you can be number three. Lucky number three.
All right.
So, what is... First question. What does Waldorf education mean to you?
Oh, to me personally?
Yeah.
As a teacher, it means I have tremendous freedom to teach the way that I think my students, or in a way that would be the most helpful for my students to learn. So we do have sort of a rote curriculum, but within that there's a huge amount of variety. And then the teacher can apply their own ingenuity, and it leads to a lot of creative lesson plans, and that's what I really like about Waldorf education.
Nice. Okay. And then did you always want to be a teacher? What were some other occupations you wanted to be?
My background is in earth science, and I fell into teaching as one does when one has a degree in finding oil and then realizes one does not want to work for the oil industry. And because I had a minor in math, I was able to apply for a teaching position with the public schools in Milwaukee. And I taught high school for a long time there. But then when I had kids, I discovered Waldorf education for my own children. And that's when I transitioned to, instead of being a high school math teacher, a Waldorf third and fourth grade teacher. So here I am.
And a math expert at the school.
Expert's a strong word, but I teach long division, so that's pretty good.
Okay. Did you have a favorite subject in school?
My favorite subject in school was definitely history. Not math. So, yeah.
Very cool. Good to have that background. Here's a fun one. What's your favorite type of music?
When I was younger, I would have said punk rock, then I would have said emo, then I would have said ska. Now in my 40s, it's folk music, pretty hardcore. I'm a banjo player, and I'm getting more and more into really specific genres, like Mexican folk music from Veracruz.
Oh, wow.
It's my new thing. It's great.
Wow. And then, so music is a big part of Waldorf education. How do you weave music and instruments into the class?
So yeah, music, the arts in general, it is one of the things that really, when you observe a Waldorf school, really stands out to people. But we think music, art, and math, and science, and history, all these things should be a part of every day. And specifically, we front load a lot of that into our mornings in this thing called the morning lesson. So in the morning lesson, the students come in, I greet them very often. We will sing a song, or we'll talk about poetry, and then we'll go into learning long division. But then by the end, hopefully we will have done something more artistic to help us sort of sum it all up in a poem or something like that. So, yeah.
All right. Well, good. We're going to take a little break, digest all that out there in Radio Land, and then we're going to come back and hear a song from the grade third and fourth class. So stay tuned.
I hopped off the plane at LAX with a dream, my cardigan. Welcome to the land of fame, excess. Am I gonna fit in? Jumped in the cab, here I am for the first. Crazy, everybody seems so famous. My tummy's turning and I'm feeling kinda homesick. Too much pressure and I'm nervous. That's when the taxi man turned on the radio and a Jay-Z song was on. So I put my hands up to play my song. The butterflies fly away. Nodding my head like yeah. Moving my hips like yeah. Got my club in my taxi cab, everybody's looking at me now. Like, who's that chick that's rocking kicks? She gotta be from out of town. So hard with my girls not around me. It's definitely not a Nashville club.
All right, and we're back. That was, as you guessed it, Miley Cyrus. We have the third, fourth grade class ready to sing a song now. They're cued. They're surrounding the microphones. So let's go to them now.
Rise up, O flame, my light glowing. Show to us beauty, vision, and joy. Rise up, O flame, rise up, O flame, my light glowing. Show to us beauty, vision, and joy.
Nice.
Yeah.
That is awesome. How long have you known that song?
A couple years.
Yeah. It's an old tune.
Since I was since we were babes. Back in my day.
Since they were babes, they knew that song. That's great. Thanks, everyone. Well, and now it's time for a thing that we do. We like to tell jokes. We do, and we're going to tell a few jokes. Riley, do you want to do the first a little bit? Three, or all of them. Yeah.
How many Waldorf teachers does it take to screw in a light bulb?
Huh. How many?
50,000.
What?
Seven. One to read the verse. One to light the candle, one to sound the chime, one to compose the request to the administrator, two to review the request to the administrator, and one to read the closing song.
So who screws up the light bulb?
Right.
I don't know.
They need eight then, maybe. Okay. That was awesome.
How many Waldorf school graduates does it take to screw in a light bulb?
53. No.
One.
Because they already know how to do that.
Yes.
Clearly. Now we have some puns. Yes.
A buffalo dropped his son off, his boy off at school and said, bye, son.
What? Bison. Bison.
I heard that the jalapeno family finished school. He is now known as Dr. Pepper.
Good.
I was recently rejected from a mushroom studying school. They said there wasn't mushroom for a fun guy like me.
That deserves the joke bell.
Where is it? Wait.
That's awesome. Thank you, Riley. Mm-hmm. And now, a few more questions for Mr. E.
Pardon me, students. Pardon me.
All right. So, here's a fun one. If you had to live in a planet made of one food, you have to live in it, breathe it, bathe in it, sleep on it, walk on it, everything. What food would that be?
Oh, Eden, you know. What food does Mr. E love beyond all foods?
Burritos.
I love burritos. Spicy tofu burritos.
So you'd
live
on
a planet of spicy tofu burrito. It'd be amazing.
It would be gone by
that planet would be in real trouble.
By the end of it.
That's great. Here's back to Waldorf education. Ezra just had his birthday at Waldorf. How are birthdays celebrated at Waldorf?
Oh man, there's a wide variety. Oh, I see so many of my students want to help answer. I'll just start and I'll say.
Okay.
Birthdays are super duper special in the kindergarten and in the early grades, and unfortunately for my friends here, you know, this year we're kind of turning it down a little bit. It's getting a little bit more routine. But in years past, what we've done is we've done a birthday circle, which is where we go around and we say nice things to the birthday person, and it feels pretty special. And now that we're a little bigger, though, and we've said all those nice things over all these years to each other, now we share a snack. We have a little acknowledgement of the, you know, the student can give a speech, and sometimes we have toasts where we can acknowledge their great deeds in the past year, and then we all run outside for recess. That's a birthday in third and fourth grade.
Yep. That's awesome. And Ezra brought cookies for everyone.
Yeah, it was pretty awesome. Yeah.
Very cool. Anyone else want to share their birthday experience at Waldorf? Come to Mike. Just walk up to a microphone.
Mic check.
It's on.
So, my birthday experience is I feel happy when everybody's saying nice things about me and the brownies taste good.
That's awesome. What more could you ask for? Anyone of the kids want to answer what they like best about their school?
Oh, Bella?
Recess.
Recess.
You get a lot of recess.
That's true.
Anything else besides recess?
German, math.
And German and math?
Pia, come on up.
Handwork.
What is handwork, Pia?
Yeah, what is handwork?
Okay, who can explain handwork?
Handwork is the thing where we knit. We start crocheting once we finish our horse. We make turtles. We make nitty kitties. And we also, when you're waiting for the other class to catch up to you in the thing, you made a rainbow ball. You also make a gnome most of the time. And then you make a ton of other stuff. And it's fun.
Very awesome.
Who's your handwork teacher?
Miss Heidi.
And she's here in the room with us.
Yay, yes. Yay.
I like doing math problems with Ezra.
Nice. Go long division.
Long division.
Okay. Any questions from anyone about the studio, about WORT?
I see two hands. Teddy, why don't you go first?
How do you recognize all those buttons?
Oh, right. Lots of practice, definitely. Oh, they're talking about the soundboard, where there are a lot of on and off buttons and microphone 1, 2, 3, 4, CD 1, 2, 3, record 1, 2, auxiliary, lots of options and sound and levels.
Can you turn it up to high and then let me say something?
No, hold on. Oh, that's okay.
We want to make sure the volumes are the right level. Odessa?
Why is there a cheetah with a mask?
Oh. Yeah, he's been here since the pandemic. He's just been hanging out in the studio.
Eating people.
Wait, you better take the mask off. Wait, I think it's a
leopard. Maybe he feels safe with a mask on, you know.
Oh, my God.
Especially with you all in there.
That's right. All right, so should we do musical piece number two?
Sure. This one is called Microphone. Hymn for the Russian Guard. We need it back in our groups. Back in your groups, quick. Back in your groups. Off the chairs. So, I'm going to slide back here. You guys got your groups? You'll remember. And you're in group two. So, just follow. You ready?
Okay.
Yeah. Here we go, everybody.
We the people lived our lives as if it were a song, for singing out of light, providing music for the stars to be dancing circles in the night. If we the people lived our lives as if it were a song, for singing out of lies, as if it were a song, for singing out of stars, to be dancing circles in the night, the stars, to be dancing circles in the night. If it were a song, for singing out of lies,
to be dancing circles in the night.
Nice job, you
guys. Oh, man. Where do you find a song like that?
That's probably on, like, these, like, every year Waldorf teachers have to go to big meetings. They meet other Waldorf teachers. This one is on, like, the short list of, like, the greatest hits of Waldorf schools of all time.
Yep.
So I actually don't know the history of that song too well, but it's called Hymn for the Russian Earth, and it's certainly one you would hear not just at the Madison Waldorf School, but many, many schools. So.
Wow. And lots of overlap, some with Rise Up Singing songs sometimes?
Yeah, huge overlap with that, if you haven't known. Yep. A lot of this is in the Rise Up Singing book series.
Gotcha. So, yeah. Very good. Okay, and do you have another song would you like to play, sing?
This is one we're working on. So actually, as a class, we're working. So what you heard were two rounds so far. You heard two rounds, and we're starting to work on part singing. So we're learning the Canadian folk song, Land of the Silver Birch, but I don't know if we quite have it yet. I'm looking at my students. We're feeling a little nervous. Let's do Bye Bye Baby for now. Then we'll do Bye Bye Baby twice, and because we'll show off that, and we'll save Land of the Soul. All right, back to your groups. Back to your groups. Right, you want to sing now?
If you need more time, we can go back. We can take a break.
We got it.
Okay.
Right, groups, ready? We're gonna switch parts. You guys ready? Let's start high.
That is great. Anyone have any questions? Anything they want to share about Waldorf, but what they've been learning?
Okay. They want to sing one more song.
Oh my gosh.
I don't know if that's
yes.
Okay. I don't know if
yes.
Like the question
for
is,
sure.
Can we sing this other song?
Yeah.
All right.
That's the question. Yep.
Sure. Okay. Pia, would you join that group over there?
Back by popular demand, Waldorf, grade 3 and 4.
Yes!
Straight and tall, straight and tall. Ready?
Lower.
You guys
low?
Want to start low here? All right, ready?
Sure.
This group.
Peace porch.
Peace porch hot.
Peace
porch cold. Peace porch.
Larry, awesome. Nice. That was Madison Waldorf School, grade 3 and 4, for those of you who just tuned in. So those of you that are moved with what you've heard today, Madison Waldorf School opens its doors regularly for anyone wanting to see more of this unique approach to education. And if you're curious, they have a Planting Seeds of Joy Spring Gala coming up. And I hear there's quite an interesting auction in the works.
You can get all sorts of cool stuff made by the students.
But oh my gosh. Yes. And find out by visiting madisonwaldorf.org. That is WALDORF.
Thank you to everyone. We're going to go to a quick song and come back and wrap up. Listening to Pachyderm Parade on WORT, Madison, Wisconsin, 89.9 FM.
Thank you for listening.
Thank you for listening, Riley.
yeah. Okay.
Ezra, do you have any parting last words?
1 + 1 = 3.
Okay. Thank you. And thank you to Madison Waldorf, grade 3 and 4, and Mr. E, and parents. And... They all say thank you for listening. Stay tuned for the best of gospel.
For a furlough in the shade.
Yeah, I'll be out in just a second.
This is the best of gospel. I'm your host, A&T, the Hope Boy. I want to welcome y'all to 89.9 FM WORT Madison. I appreciate y'all hanging out with us every Sunday from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. It is in the month of February. It is the month of February. So happy Black History Month. Make sure you're looking into some facts. Make sure you're finding out some things that, you know, that are just history. It just happened to be a focus on Black history, but they impact our day-to-day lives. So, you know, have a great Black History Month. I'll make sure to bring some facts each time I'm before you. And so I want to bring you a little bit of knowledge, too. I work at Vail Phillips Memorial High School. Vail Phillips, Black history pioneer from Milwaukee, Wisconsin, did a lot for the fair housing